from KQED.
A lot of people will be relieved to hear the governor's office has announced the state will not be closing 100 parks as originally planned. There's still a $14 million budget hole to close, but the announcement suggests more savings can be achieved by service and maintenance reductions. For many Californians, state and federal parks are the Golden State's crown jewels. We turn to them for exercise, entertainment, education, and relief from the traffic and noise of urban life. Parks pointed a way out of urban Los Angeles for one man who became a park ranger at Yosemite. Central Valley Bureau Chief Sasha Coca brings us this story as part of our occasional series, Turning Points.
Ask a Yosemite ranger to point out a favorite place in the park, and you might expect a thundering waterfall. But for Mauricio Escobar, it's the park's historic cemetery.
Out of all places, to me, this is a great reminder of just life itself. Having been brought up in a civil war with fatalistic sort of upbringing where you don't know if you're going to live the next day or death is very present.
Escobar grew up in war-torn El Salvador in the 1980s. He remembers seeing the inside of a man's skull, part of a corpse, left next to the gates of his elementary school. He was raised by his grandparents. His parents worked in the U.S. and dispatched messages on cassette tapes to their six young children.
My parents were these disembodied voices, and I couldn't remember who they were. And it's the weirdest thing to know that it's your parents that are talking to you. They're telling you to behave. They're telling you how much they missed you. And yet, you just have these fuzzy images.
When he was 10, Escobar crossed the border to join his parents, sardined in a secret compartment underneath the trunk of a car with his aunt and uncle.
You could hear the muffled metallic sounds of the border guards. And at that point, I'm just holding my breath. You could hear everyone's heart. And you wait. You wait in this really fearful silence.
In Los Angeles, he discovered things he'd never seen before. Telephones, toilets, tall buildings. 8 members of his family crammed into 1 bedroom.
As lovely as modern life was, it wasn't the life that I knew. And I was used to running around these open fields, rivers, canyons, picking fruit off trees and eating them.
In high school, Escobar confronted other challenges. Gangs, drive-by shootings, clashes with a strict father. It was almost too much for a teenager struggling to fit in.
This anger and violence that was in me that, if not lashed out, was lashed inward. And so I thought about killing myself pretty much every day.
But one day, a friend told him about an environmental club meeting on campus. He came for the free pizza, but he left with much more than that.
For the first time in my life, I could be Mauricio. I wasn't the Salvadorian kid. I had no relation to anybody else, and it was my thing.
With the Student Conservation Association, he built trails in the Marin Headlands and visited national parks like Yosemite.
I was mortified. I was terrified because I had never gone camping. It's something that white people did on TV. I did it.
Hiking steep trails showed him there were possibilities beyond the urban grid of South Central LA.
As an immigrant, I didn't know anything about national parks. When I first saw Yosemite at 16, I was blown away. I didn't realize, I didn't think it was possible to have a place like this. They changed how I saw nature and how I saw my place in nature.
The Student Conservation Association also inspired Escobar to attend college at UC Santa Cruz. He earned a master's degree in history, moved to Europe, wrote a novel, taught in Korea, and then became a ranger, first as a French interpreter in Alaska. His job now is to encourage Latino communities in the Central Valley to visit nearby Yosemite. Latinos account for less than 15% of park visitors. Escobar says he hopes his story will inspire them to connect with nature.
It's moving to know that this is among the places that helped me become strong, and that my life is completely different from what I thought it would be. And yet it's so much better because of places like this.
Mauricio Escobar was named Yosemite Employee of the Month for September. For the California Report, I'm Sasha Coca in Yosemite National Park.
Filmmaker Ken Burns' six-part series, The National Parks, America's Best Idea, premieres on public television stations this weekend. The San Francisco Chronicle asked Burns what a seventh segment would focus on. Burns replied he'd want to figure out how to engage a generation of nature-deprived kids, a comment Mauricio Escobar might appreciate. We want to hear about your turning point, a decision large or small that changed the course of your life. Tell us about it on our website, californiareport.org. While you're there, click on the logo for Turning Points and listen to the other stories in our series. And that's our show for today. The California Report is a production of KQED Public Radio. Our director is Susie Rocha. The technical producer is Seal Muller, with additional engineering from Dan Bringer and Tom Kumkowski. Our interns are Susanna Kim, Mike Lee, and Nicole Ely. Gabriel Cohn is our online editor. The producer is Victoria Malione. The senior producer is Ingrid Becker. Raul Ramirez is the executive producer. I'm Rachel Miro. Scott Schaefer returns next week. Thanks for listening, and have a good weekend. This is the California Report.
Funds for the California Report are provided by the James Irvine Foundation, sponsoring the James Irvine Foundation Leadership Awards, with nomination information online at www.irvine.org. Chevron, an energy company encouraging innovation right here in California. This is the power of human energy. Information available at chevroncalifornia.com. And the California Endowment, working to build healthier communities that support children, youth, and families. Online at www.calendow.org.